You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
If you were living in New Zealand in the 80s and you're old enough to remember when milk was delivered in glass bottles, you'll probably recall waking up to the news that the anti-nuclear Greenpeace vessel, the Rainbow Warrior, had been bombed in July of 1985. As the truth came to light that the French Secret Service was responsible, it was a moment that solidified New Zealand's stance as an anti-nuclear country. Of course, Liam and myself weren't alive when milk was delivered in glass bottles, but the Auckland Heritage Festival is making sure that that history stays alive. The theme of this year's festival, which runs from tomorrow till the 8th of October, is peace, love and protest. It's an opportunity to learn about and remember the important issues that have caused many Aucklanders to take a stand. To hear about one exhibition telling the story of our anti-nuclear past, I caught up with peace worker Laurie Ross. Here we are now.
Would you mind just giving me a quick rundown on what exactly the Auckland Heritage Festival is for any listeners who aren't aware?
Right. Well, every year the Auckland City Council organises the Heritage Festival at this time to celebrate our history, as particularly as a city, the Auckland City, and different themes are chosen each year for this. And this year's theme is peace, love, and protest.
Indeed, and the exhibition that you are putting on certainly pertains to those themes of peace, love and protest. You are holding the Nuclear Free NZ Peacemaker exhibition. Would you like to tell me about that show? What are you putting up for viewers to come and see?
Right, so this is a collection of over 100 peace posters, artworks, from peace artists in peace groups from around the world. And in addition to this collection, there is a historic documentation of the New Zealand Nuclear Free Zone Committee and Campaign, particularly 1981 to 87, which were the crucial years in which we mobilized the whole population to work for and to achieve the Nuclear Free Zone policy.
Obviously, it was a huge movement, which became, a national identifier for the country. But I'm really interested in us being on the arts show, the use of visual media, like the art posters you speak about. Why do you think that kind of visual media was so integral to the movement?
Well, for a start, we had no internet. There was no digital media. So there was a greater valuing of the actual artists and their work, and to produce that work on paper and canvas and so on, or even in film, was quite a special expression of the peace theme, or the movement and the policies that we were seeking to achieve, because it was a cultural expression, and it was in the music as well as in the artwork.
I guess for a few of our listeners, myself included, we weren't alive during this time. So, but obviously, that the Heritage Festival is about looking back into our history to kind of position ourselves in where we are now. Why would you say it's important that people who were there but also who weren't get along to this exhibition and learn about this history through its visual mediums?
Yes, because the excitement for me is that I'm a veteran, right? I'm really old, and I'm just as excited now, and I think what I'm doing or what we did in the 80s is just as important now as it was in the 80s, that we must prevent nuclear war, number one. And I think everybody agrees, yep, we want to prevent nuclear war. We don't want nuclear annihilation. And so New Zealanders have a champion role. We're leaders. You could say we won in the sport game for nuclear free, and we now just need to maintain that position. But it's not even about winning for ourselves. It's about we're winning for humanity. That's why we're doing this. And so for young people to get inspired and to pass the torch on from us old ones, because I've got a few other, really prominent peace activist veterans coming to the exhibition launch on Sunday. And, for the young people to get some of that fire will be wonderful, pass it on to them. But they will see that it's there historically, in the, you know, the paintings and the photography and so on that will be on the walls. But there will be some live speeches, as I say, from the older generation.
I'm interested to hear your thoughts. I guess there's this rhetoric that the climate crisis and climate change somewhat feels like our generation's nuclear moment. Obviously, our anti-nuclear petitioning and attitudes towards that carry through, but do you think some of that fervour and enthusiasm that you had in the 80s is being carried forward through some of the climate movements of young people?
Yes, definitely. And even, you know, Jacinda Ardern, before she even became leader of Labour Party and Prime Minister, she was saying at my last big nuclear-free New Zealand peace event celebration in the Auckland Domain in 2017, she was saying, yes, this would be her generation's nuclear-free moment, you know, the climate issue, the climate crisis. And what we've seen since 2017 is that it is very, very hard. Even when you've got hundreds and thousands of young people out in the streets, it's not only about protest, you know, and there's much more that needs to be done if we're really going to make that huge change to, you could say, to the total reduction of the fossil fuel use, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there's a whole raft here. But also, the other thing I think needs to be linked up is the militarism. Did you know that 6% of the carbon emissions is from the military?
Mm-hmm.
And most young people may not realize that part of what we were fighting for back in the 80s, and we still are fighting now, is to reduce this whole militarization of the planet. And, you know, you could say, whilst we're being told as little consumers or citizens that we have to reduce our carbon use, say, with our cars or other things that we like to do, like flying. But meanwhile, there's not an outcry against the massive investment of fossil fuels and resources in the military industry, and it's a profitable industry, so that's why it's called the military-industrial complex. So I just think that part of what the ethos worldwide is, that the peace movement and the climate protection movement are really aligned, and they need to be more closely interlinked in terms of political policy.
And we watch with bated breath about the upcoming election to see what might happen. Obviously, your exhibition is not an isolated event that reflects on New Zealand's anti-nuclear history. Are there any other events that you can speak to where people can go along to learn about that history?
Yes. There's certainly, I think, out of 150 or 60 events that the Council Heritage Festival is putting on, there's probably about a dozen that are going to address or present some part of that nuclear-free New Zealand peace heritage. And one of them is in Devonport. I think that's a mixture of exhibition and speeches. Well, a couple will be at Auckland Central Library. In fact, the biggest women's event ever held was in 1983, as well as our biggest march. We had so many marches and rallies in 1983. It was like exactly 40 years ago. And so in Auckland Central Library, my colleagues Mari Ledbetter and also Frances Palmer will be speaking. And in addition, there's Kathleen Ryan and I think another couple of people who will be doing presentations at Auckland Central Library.
So if people would like to find out about your exhibition and what else is happening in the Auckland Heritage Festival, where can they go to do that?
Well, there's a booklet that the Auckland Heritage Festival's put out. So it's a printed one, and it's in all the libraries and community places. But there's also the website. And I must confess, I'm just trying to see how to do it, because I'm not a technical person.
That's okay.
And I'm just looking at it. It says here, go to heritagefestival.co.nz. I think that's all you need to
and
find
where,
out.
And where is your exhibition being run specifically?
Okay, so the Nuclear Free Peacemaker exhibition is in Titirangi Loptal House upstairs gallery.
Okay.
So if anyone knows Titirangi, there's the big Te Uru gallery, and then there's the old Loptal House galleries. And once people get there, I'll have all the banners out, and people can come up the old spiral staircase or the ancient elevator and come into this, you know, wonderful room full of the memorabilia of our nuclear-free New Zealand heritage. But the other thing I should mention is that in the same place, this Titirangi Lochdel House, on the Saturday, the 30th of September, we're going to show the Auckland Peace City films.
Okay.
So I made a couple of artistic films of two nuclear-free anniversary events that I organized. And the first was in Aotea Square, 2012, and that's when we convinced the new Auckland Super City Council to adopt the Peace City policy and promote the nuclear-free anniversary, 25th anniversary. So that was a beautiful big event in Aotea Square. And the second event was in 2017, so that was the 30th anniversary of nuclear-free New Zealand, and that event was held out back of the Auckland Museum. And that, too, as I say, was filmed and so on. And so the whole ethos is that in order to preserve something that's of real value, then you have to celebrate it, just like we celebrate Anzac Day, lest we forget. So the same is true of our peace heritage history. We have to create celebrations to honor our peace heroes. So in both those films that people will be able to see in the Titirangi Theater on the 30th, both those films feature our peace heroes or champions or leaders, if you like. You know, that I always put all the leaders into my real live events and then film them. and then you have this wonderful documentation of the peace champions and veterans. But again, it's just something, you know, for young people to actually be able to see that and realize that they're carrying on this lineage, this legacy of who we really are as New Zealanders. I think that's so exciting and so wonderful. I'm so pleased that my grandchildren are all coming along and they're bringing their teenage friends. So.
That was Laurie Ross speaking with me about the Nuclear-Free New Zealand Peacemaker Exhibition.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.